In the last year, the sectarian violence in Iraq has claimed more than 1,000 lives in fighting between two or more factions in the country. This sustained level of violence fulfills the academic definition of a civil war, says Seth Jones, a political scientist with the RAND Corporation. This is important to understand, he says, because civil wars can last longer and are more difficult to resolve than interstate wars.
In civil war, there generally is no territorial retreat. Once a war is over, actually, civil wars are often likely to restart again, even once there's a negotiated settlement, because you often will have those people that remain in the country.
Michael O'Hanlon, an Iraq policy expert with the Brookings Institution, says it is important to understand that Iraq is not only in a civil war, but in an ethnic-based war between Sunni and Shia. He says that can help determine possible strategies to end the violence.
Generally speaking, when you have ethnic conflict, you do have, in some cases, the possibility of resolution based on partition, or at least a soft partitioning, because people are not really operating off of an ideology where they feel an absolute need to convince everyone in their country that they're right and make everyone else live under a certain system. They primarily are seeking advantage for their own group.
Successful international intervention in other civil wars around the world, these analysts say, offer lessons the U.S. may apply to the situation in Iraq. Jones says in 1999, Australia and the U.S. played pivotal roles in ending the violence in East Timor. He says the key was not military intervention, but assisting the government in providing food and basic services like electricity to shore up popular support.
So the lesson here is very stark, that outside assistance can be provided to governments to fight insurgents in a civil war, but if it does not have significant popular support and legitimacy, it in the end will likely fail.
O'Hanlon says in the 1990s, NATO's military intervention forced Serbia to a negotiated settlement in Bosnia.
For example, in Bosnia, NATO basically said to the Serbs, we know you want 75% of Bosnia, but you can't have it. And if you try to keep that much, we will keep attacking you. And we've now proven our willingness to do so. And under those circumstances, the Serbs settled for less than they really wanted, and you got some kind of a resolution.
Some officials in the U.S. argue that the American military should not be in the middle of fighting between factions in Iraq, be it sectarian violence or a civil war. But O'Hanlon says the U.S. must stay involved to prevent a catastrophic loss of life and regional instability. Brian Padden, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。